Saturday Night Live ignores Joe Biden in first episode since inauguration. By Warner Todd Houston on February 1, 2021. After 4 years of mocking President Donald Trump, Saturday Night Live apparently could not find anything funny to say about Joe Biden and ignored the president when the NBC sketch comedy show returned this weekend. This isn't to say that the long-running comedy series skipped politics altogether. With guest star John Krasinski, the show did feature an attack on newly elected Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene with its cold open. And political topics including Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg, Tom Brady, and the Capitol chaos were also seen during the show's weekend update phone news segment. "Honestly, I get what there is to hate about Donald Trump," actor-comedian Adam Carolla said on Fox News on Monday. "What is there to love about Joe Biden? That's the bigger question if you're SNL. Okay, you hated Trump, fine. Why do you love Joe Biden? There's nothing to love about Joe Biden, unless you're scared of being canceled. And the fact that this cancel culture has drifted over to comedy is absolutely insane." People took to Twitter and chimed in about disappearance of presidential politics on SNL, now that Biden is in office. In the run-up to the 2020 election, SNL brought in Jim Carrey to portray Joe Biden. Of course, the Sonic the Hedgehog star's last appearance was more about Donald Trump losing the election than about Joe Biden. Still, Carrey told fans that he won't be continuing with his SNL Biden impression in the future. The president will likely be portrayed by cast member Alex Moffat going forward. Watch below. Saturday's episode was panned by establishment media TV critics, who called SNL's return as uninspired. If Trump has had one victory in the last month, it may be that SNL suddenly seems lost without him, wrote LA Times TV critic Lorraine Ali. One at The Atlantic, David Sims, was also unimpressed with SNL's decision to take a pass on any consequential political targets. The show's opening sketch did not feature an Oscar-winning actor dropping by to play a Biden cabinet member or comedy luminary like Steve Martin or Martin Short swinging in as a manic Trump supporter, Sims wrote. "It was all nothing but limp political humor," he said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.